What can you do to prevent a situation where maybe the storm comes through and messes up your project or delays the timing of the project? Or what if maybe the prices of the materials skyrocket before you install that roof? Well, it's something you have to do ahead of time. Let's talk about force majeure. Hi, this is Daniel Laxtons, and you're listening to the Roofing Business Builder Podcast. And go ahead and hit subscribe right now and click like and hit the bell so that way you'll be notified when another amazing episode comes out. Brought to you by the Roofing Business Builder Program. You know, Roofing Business Builder is a program that helps entrepreneurs that are residential roofers that are crossing over into commercial. There's a big learning curve, and you can lose tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, if you don't know what you're doing. And let's face it, that fear can overwhelm you. You can use the Roofing Business Builder Program to get past those fears, because I'll educate you and train you. And you can even talk to me about any situation you're in, and I can help you through it. All right, so what is force majeure? Many times, different roofers will get into a situation where if a few circumstances change, well, your contract's intact, but maybe you can't afford to do the contract for the price that you said you would because the materials jumped. Or maybe a storm came through and now the weather is causing problems where you can't make that contract happen in the time that you promised. Well, Leah was doing the weekly WINS live call with the different roofing contractors that are in the Roofing Business Builder Program, and she covers this in our technical aspect. I was in Indiana dealing with my parents that had dementia and helping them to get into a memory care facility. And so she handled weekly WINS live call, and she covers force majeure. Oh, and please note, too, that while you're listening to this, this actual weekly WINS happened in the third quarter of 2021. So that's just about a year and a half ago, year and a quarter of ago. So the reason why I'm playing this for you is whenever you run into situations like these in the future, you'll have this in the back of your mind. So let's look into this weekly WINS call where Leah delivers an amazing presentation on how we can protect our companies through a clause called force majeure.
All right, everyone. Well, it is 11 a.m. on Tuesday here in Texas, the Central Time. And so we're ready for the weekly WINS. Daniel's going to be joining us for the mindset portion. And then I will be covering a few items, filling in for him today. I'm Leah Laxtons. You may have seen me in the Roofing Business Builder course. And I'm super excited to join you guys to talk about some cool stuff today. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to wait on a few others to come in and join us here. But we'll get our slides up and going and bring Daniel in to talk to us a little bit about the mindset training that he's got on the agenda today. So do you want to unmute and see how everything's working there?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay? Hello?
There we go. I hear you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Weekly WINS. Of course, I'm in Indiana helping out my family. You know, still dealing with that. My parents getting them into a memory care facility. But what I want to talk about, we know there's a lot going on in the world of material shortages and things like that. And I want us to keep a positive mindset towards this. So what I was going to talk about is KISS. Have you heard of the acronym KISS, which means keep it simple, silly, right? So keep it simple. Oh, yeah. And I should mention, too, that if you do have a question that you'd like to ask, maybe something that you're dealing with, please put that into the chat. And also, if you have your weekly WIN in mind, you know, if you haven't got one already in mind, please feel free to share that at the end of the presentation. But for this week, let's keep it simple. You know, that little acronym helps us to alleviate a lot of stress that you could be going through. So when it comes to your employees, you know, KISS, it's keeping it simple. If the more simplistic we make things for them, whether in our training of our employees or whether, you know, when we're dealing with shortages, we might want to look at ways that we can keep things simple. And that way we can get things to work a little bit better, reduce the stress on you. So what are some ways that we keep it simple? Well, you know that at Roofing Business Builder, we're always encouraging that you keep, say, if you have a crew of four or eight, that they stay on one material, that they become masters at that material. And the reason why we do that is because it's going to speed them up. The more that they do the exact same type of material, the more that they remember the specs, they remember the details of that material. It's very important that we keep them focused on only one material, because if they get faster and faster, that means you make more money. But how can we do this if we don't have enough materials out there? Well, we got to feed our families. And so if you've been looking at using coatings, or if maybe you already started using coatings, let's not be stressed out about that. It's okay. You know, normally we're always saying, hey, just stick to that one material. But the truth is in this situation, we've got to feed our families. We have to feed our employees. We have to make sure that everyone's making a living, and we got to keep our businesses running. So again, using the concept of KISS to keep things simple, it's okay that we're going to maybe have to use a different type of material. It's okay that our guys may not be able to put this down quicker, but compensate that by maybe adding a little bit more money, you know, to that job, the specific jobs. And the truth is because everyone else is in the same boat as you, then they're going to have to also add a little bit more money to that if everyone's going to make it through this little time period until we get regular materials. I think Leah's going to go into more detail about that. But guys, I really appreciate you guys. I know that it's not easy. You're working hard, but let's try to keep that mindset that everything's going to be fine. And whenever we run into something that's complicated, let's find a way to keep it simple. Leah, back to you.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Even our day-to-day, sometimes things are overwhelming, but when we simplify those tasks and just take them one line item at a time, then it takes that stress off. And without the stress, then that's when we can really accomplish amazing things. So yeah, on the technical training side, Daniel mentioned the material shortage. There was another phone call last week, or actually 2 weeks ago, with the NRCA, with some of the major roofing manufacturers, where they gave their forecast projections on when things will normalize. And there were several manufacturers on the call, I believe seven. You can actually listen to the recording of that call. I'll drop it. Actually, I'll send an email after this, or Micah will, to all of you guys with the link if you want to listen to the playback. But some of the key notes from it were John Manville, Carlisle, also OMG, discussing some of the critical components that they're missing from the chemical manufacturers, and also on the steel side for fasteners, that all the consensus was they don't expect this to normalize until really the end of 2022. So we had hoped that we would see some relief in the first quarter of 2022, but demand continues to surge, which is a good thing if we had all the materials. OMG even mentioned that if they had been able to fulfill all their orders this year, they would be up 50% over their best year ever. So we want to look on the bright side and see that the demand for construction and roofing materials are at an all-time high, which makes it easier on us to close deals. But making sure you keep an eye on what the ship date is. We also got an update from Hunter Panels this week that if orders are not confirmed 3 weeks before the ship date, they are canceling those orders. They're experiencing a lot of contractors that are putting in orders for jobs they don't have contracts on yet, and then canceling the order just before the ship date, which is artificially increasing their demand. and messing up basically their schedule for manufacturing. So be aware, make sure you're aware of every procedure that you need to do with each manufacturer, whatever it is that they need before that ship date, so that you don't have any delays in the materials getting out to you. And on this note, they mentioned force majeure and how force majeure is affecting this as well, as steel and the chemical manufacturers are declaring force majeure on their contracts with the roofing manufacturers. And I thought it'd be nice to just kind of briefly review what force majeure is, because you'll see this written in a lot of contracts. And you should also be aware of writing it into certain contracts, especially right now with the delays on materials. So what is force majeure? Well, it's French for superior force, and it basically allows the parties to a contract to get out of that contract if there's an unexpected event that causes a delay or causes them to not be able to fulfill their end of the bargain. So, for instance, when I worked over in Florida during the four hurricanes in 2005, the company I was working for, we had a contract on a new construction project for a auto dealership. And what happened is all of these hurricanes came through. We could not get the materials we needed for that new construction project. And so we pulled out and canceled our contract. Well, the problem was that we did not have a force majeure clause that said that, hey, if there's a weather event, we have the right to delay or cancel the terms. And as a result, our company was sued by the builder and had to complete the project at a much lower price than what we were completing other projects for. And the materials were much more expensive than, of course, when we had quoted that project. So it was interesting to see this in action there. So you want to make sure right now, especially, that you review the force majeure terms. Also, on the other side, this could mean that a GC could get out of, you know, possibly engaging you for some reason if there's a storm. So you just want to be very clear on what the force majeure clause is, if it's in the contract, and what it allows you to do. If it allows you to delay the installation or change the contract terms if there is an increase in material costs due to COVID-19, due to a storm, due to something outside of your control that might be happening. And it has to be very specific. It can't just say, if anything happens, I get the right to delay or cancel the contract. It has to be written in. So of course you want to get with your construction attorney to make sure whatever state you're working in, that that it's clarified and goes by the laws of that state.
And now it's time for Did You Know? Did you know that when it comes to force majeure, there was a study that was conducted by the National Roofing Contractors Association, that's the NRCA, and they said that 70% of roofing contractors include force majeure clauses within their contracts. Now, that's amazing, because this, again, as we learn, can really help to protect you. So contractors that perform when there's an unseen occurrence that happens, such as natural disaster, the material prices can change, or something like this, you're protected. But now, you should also be considering this too. Now, when I was a manufacturer's representative, I had an agency. A lot of times, I would see roofers that would bid on something knowing they couldn't accomplish the job in the amount of time that they said they would. And that can get you in trouble. So, weather delays can cause things to happen. You can have some delays in maybe the materials. But force majeure, that clause can only protect you if the claims are realistic. So you have to be careful. You don't want to use this if you have a shady mentality. The person listening to this possibly would have a shady mentality. It won't work for that. This has to be legitimate situations. A lot of times that I was dealing with someone, I'd get a phone that was a customer of mine. I'd get a phone call from there was a hospital one time that I had written the specifications for, put it out to bid, the winning contractor. After winning the bid, within a few weeks, when right before they start, they tried to get the hospital to pay more money than what they bid the contract for. And they claimed that the material costs had went up. Well, that was a lie. And so that person, well, it didn't go well for them. And their business didn't go well. After a while, they went out of business. So let's always be honest. Let's always do the right thing. And let's do, as Leah said, talk to your construction lawyer and make sure that you have a force majeure clause within your contract, so that way when legitimate cases do come up, you will be protected. All right, guys, that's pretty much it for the podcast. I appreciate you so much. Be sure to hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube. And remember, if you're listening to this in your car on any of the podcast channels, is great. But if you ever want to see us live, you can actually go to YouTube and see us there. And be sure to subscribe to the channel. So I appreciate you so much. If you have any questions or if you need any help, be sure to hit me up at support@roofingbusinessbuilder.com, or you can just go to the website and sign up for a Calendly call and see if you just might be a perfect fit for the Roofing Business Builder program. So until next time, I don't always consult on commercial roofing, but when I do, I make millionaires. Stay wealthy, my friends.